Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Casbo's Rant. I'm Casbo, i.e. Cole, I'm the part that rants, and I'm here to tantalate and titillate, and hope you guys all enjoy the show. It is a Sunday afternoon before Exotica, so we're going to do this. You're going to get to see one of these. I'll record one of these next week in Chicago in the hotel room. This released today, so you guys can hear this. This is a casual laid-back day as I'm out in my bib overalls getting ready to spew my messages of love and education, because it's what I do. For those of you that are following at home, this is Season 5, Episode 156. And, so we're on the race to 200 with this for this season. So, quick shout-out to our sponsors, first and foremost, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the business world, make it a habit each and every month to get your copy of ASN Lifestyle Magazine. And don't forget, you can vote for us all through the month of April, ASNLifestyleMagazineAwards.com. You can vote for us for Best Trade Show, Expo, Convention for Crazy Winter Nights, and Best Adult Takeover for Crazy Winter Nights. We need your vote. You can vote once a day, every day, all through the month of April. Also, SmokinMeatsBarbecueTreats.com. Let me spell that for you because you want to write it down. I'll go slow. SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. They've got six wonderful flavors. You can use Casbo15 and get a 15% discount. And don't forget, we have worked and they are helping us as we are going to be releasing our exclusive Casbo blend of our very own meat rub. So you want to make sure you get that as well. And finally, don't settle for second-rate sex toys, especially if you're going to spend a lot of money. Go with a name you can trust, a product you can trust, and you know that it'll work for you. MotorBunny.com. Check it out today. You can get a $50 discount by going and buying one on their website. And you can obviously get one of the originals or one of their brand new bucks. Don't forget, you can also see Amanda riding her buck on our Pornhub page. Anyways, so today, Where to begin? So the uniqueness of today's message, of today's rant. We all understand people being new. We all understand excitement. We all understand, all this. But wow, the message today is we're going to call it reading the room. This has become, if you walk in somewhere and you're unsure of what the social norms, values, protocol, procedures are, it's okay to take a step back, go slow, kind of watch, see what other people are doing, and follow suit. If you're going to be involved, especially in a specific group, club, or otherwise, and you don't go to a lot of things, you're not super familiar with a lot of things, instead of jumping in and just running amok, do a little research. Spend a little time, look around a little bit, get an understanding of what the proper protocols are. I have got to tell you, there is nothing more frustrating than folks that are new and they're excited and they are touchy, grabby, whatever the case may be. They don't know. They don't understand the rules, whatever, but you can write it off because they're new. That's doable. You can handle that. It's not pleasant, it's not fun, but you can handle it. But people that have been a part of stuff, just not active, lose that right to do that. They lose that free pass. Because the reality of it is that if you've been watching from the sidelines or you've been a part of it, you should have overall picked up or heard the overall message. You should have an understanding of the overall acceptable behaviors, etc. And when you don't, what that shows is you're using the group. It's a stalking thing at that point in time. You're using the club, the activity. You're not an active member, and you are just taking advantage of said group. So let me give you an example, a non-sexual. If you are part of a shoppers group, right? And everybody spends time all year long. They make this group go better by, they all chip in by the big discount groceries or they, something along those lines. But you only do it right before Thanksgiving and right before Christmas. And you make sure you go and you get there first on those days and grab the best stuff and kind of fuck everybody else over. You're not an active member of the community. You're being a dick. We can understand and relate to that concept. In the lifestyle, that same message and concept applies, but what it applies to is how we interact. It applies to things like consent. It applies to things like touching, groping, interacting. Look, I understand that when you're new, you are nervous, or even if you're not new anymore, but you don't attend a lot of things, you're nervous. But folks, nervousness does not excuse complete lack of social understanding and correct social interaction. It just doesn't. And you can't, you just can't come in firing hot from the hip like that. You just can't. And I have to tell you, the part that makes it so awkward for those of us that are veterans or have been involved in this stuff longer is that with a new person or new people or a new couple, it's easy to say, hey, let me sit down and let me talk with you. You know, the next time we see you, because you're going to start interacting more often or you're interacting more often. But with people that just kind of flit in and flit out and occasional, number one, it catches you off guard. You're not prepared for it. And number two, it usually would be very awkward to take and tell somebody or at that event, pull them aside directly. I'm not saying that's not what should have happened, but it's awkward and it doesn't happen. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else with that. But what is our responsibility? What you know, so many people are going to go, but if we're not actively involved or we don't know, we're not going to know all the little nuances. Look, you don't have to know the little nuances of how to behave appropriately at a group activity you go to. You need to at least get the big concept. And if you are concerned, which you should be, to learn the little nuances, what you do is you kind of come in slowly and you introduce yourself and you say hi and you kind of slow your roll, so to speak. Now, I'm going to put a caveat here with the lifestyle that's a little bit different than most. One of the challenges that we have in the lifestyle is the fact that there's so many different groups, they all have their own rules. There's so many different clubs, they all have their own rules. There's so many resorts, they have their own rules. And it's a goddamn shame that there's big clubs out there, big resorts out there that promote complete opposite of the lifestyle. And I'll call one out by name, Hedo. We've heard about the Hedo handshake. We know that it's a mixing, and there's a lot of shit that goes on there that's not all okay. And a lot of people are going to go, cool, I've had nothing but great experiences there. Awesome. But that's not the only type of experiences people have. Just saying. So, but it is one of those things. And so when you have, I understand the mixed message, I guess, so to speak, that can come out. But when you are participating in something local, whose responsibility is it to have an understanding of the social norms of value, what the rules are, and how to behave? It's yours. You have the responsibility to ask questions, reach out to people, ask questions, you know, sit back quietly, watch a little bit. We had an incident. A scenario. Obviously, we all know that my rants are always based off of scenarios that have happened recently. And it blew my mind away how a couple, they're inexperienced, they're newer-ish. They're not actually new, but they're not very active. They found the courage to participate. Rock on, that's a great thing. But they came in hot. And then in turn, created a situation that Luckily, because of where we were at and whatever, it's not a big deal, but it could have been. Could have been a big deal. You know, the challenge we have in this lifestyle is, and here's the other thing. Take notes, people that should be hearing this. And, of course, the people that need to hear the kind of stuff never do. But take notes. Be aware of where you're going. I understand if you're not super active in the lifestyle in terms of weekly, like, obviously, Miss Amanda and I are super active in the lifestyle. The lifestyle is our life. And for a lot of people, it's very similar to that. And I understand that's not everybody. But if that's you, if that description is you, somebody that you maybe once every couple months get a chance to go out and participate in some of the lifestyle, fair enough. And that's great. It's your personal adventure. That's fine. There's no problem with that. But you have the responsibility then to make sure you have an understanding of where the event's happening. Is it happening in a vanilla bar? Is it happening at a takeover? Is it having a hotel takeover, a bar takeover? What is your surroundings? Look, folks, if you're not used to coming to stuff, you need to have a basic understanding, because let me give you, enlighten you, not every single thing that happens is at a fucking lifestyle location. Not everything that happens only has lifestyle people around it. Even a full bar takeover can still have vanillas, vanilla staff, vanilla people walking through, whatever the case may be. We have a responsibility to have an understanding of our surroundings. I think, and I'm notorious, and I preach this all the time, that veterans have a responsibility to help new people, and we do. We seriously do. But there's also a degree of personal accountability. And I think that's started to get lost in the lifestyle, just like it has in life in general. If you're going to go to an event, you have the personal responsibility to know how to fucking behave. It's not a daycare. I shouldn't have to stop you, or somebody shouldn't have to stop you and read you how to behave in public, how to have a correct interaction in an area that you're unfamiliar with. I think that's the part that's most annoying. If you're not familiar with something, instead of just going through it like a bowl in a fucking china closet, how about you slow down, stop, think, get a grip, take a look around a little bit? It's not hard. It's not difficult. Obviously, if you're coming into a situation, again, if you're brand new, this is part of the learning curve. You know, obviously you need to learn. You know how long we've known people, or these people have known people. You know, it's not just when in Rome, just copy on all the rules. But if you have been a fringe participant, that's what I'll call it, a fringe participant, meaning you are parts of either the social media groups, or you've been to some events or whatever. You're a fringe member. You've been there for a while. You have 100% accountability on knowing how to behave appropriately. If you do not, it's okay. Obviously, we have to learn these things. If you don't know, ask. Ask. There's nothing wrong with saying to someone, we haven't been to something like this before. What's the acceptable behavior? And obviously, anybody with any experience, we have the responsibility. If someone takes that chance and makes that effort to ask us, we have the responsibility to be cool with them and fill them in. Obviously, that's kind of a given. But it is better to ask than to walk in and make a horrible first impression. That's the part that just, it to make the assumptions. We talk about this all the time. We understand in life, if I assume, it makes an ass out of me and you, right? The thing is why would the lifestyle be any fucking different? Why would we make the assumption about anything when it involves emotion, sex, quite possibly gummies or alcohol? Why would we do that? That's a horrible idea. Folks, you have to understand, If we make those types of assumptions, you are putting people you are putting, making it a very uncomfortable for people, potentially. You're potentially putting them in awkward situations. You're putting the establishment possibly in awkward situations. You're putting, if it is a planned and coordinated event, you're putting the event planner in an awkward, possible awkward situation. You have to stop and think. You have to understand your surroundings. Now, here's the other part that I'm just going to throw out here, because this is the part that just, I don't get why this is so difficult. There are more and more activities that happen in the lifestyle at places like public bar, you know, vanilla bars, bowling alleys, pool halls, movie theaters, and which is awesome. What a tremendous step for the lifestyle, and that everything doesn't just have to be, you know, just secretly behind a house, behind closed doors. But with that being said, it ups our responsibility to know how to behave accordingly. It ups our responsibility to be aware. It ups our responsibility to ask questions, to learn, and not assume. See, this whole thing could be called quit assuming. That's probably what it should be called. It's so damn frustrating because we're adults. I mean, really sit back for a second and think about this. We are going out, some of us more often than others, obviously, and hanging out with other people that are aged in their 20s to up to their 80s. We're all adults. And yet, the hardest concept to grasp in the lifestyle for some reason is to behave and act like an adult. Why? How is that difficult? Why is that difficult? I watch a guy on X, Twitter, whatever, Joey Swell, who does workout videos. They send him to him, people being idiots in the gym, and he ends everything with, we've got to do better. That is the best line ever, because it is so fucking true. Here was the really interesting part of this scenario. It wasn't the end of the night. It wasn't like 10 minutes to close. The bar wasn't empty. It wasn't all just us. And it was obvious. Everything that was so easy to see and easy to understand, that there needed to be a degree of decorum, and it was missed. And I maintain, when these types of situations happen, it wasn't that it was missed, it wasn't that it wasn't noticed, it was a choice. It's a choice. Folks, this message hits home again the concept of personal responsibility, personal accountability, and the choices we make or we choose not to make. The challenge I pose to each and every one of you, and I challenge it to myself each week, because here's the deal. Let's be perfectly honest. You can make the right choices one week, and the next week, you're not thinking about it, you have too much to drink, whatever, and you don't make the right choices. And you know what? That's life. That's human. So hopefully, the key is you will re-examine and learn from it. I know I have to, because I fuck up a lot of times. And fucking up's okay if you learn from it. And that's the challenge that I put out to each and every one of you today listening, is that will you look at your behavior, your interactions, and ask yourself, if this was on videotape and going to go play to the world, would I look like an ass or not? Because it's really ultimately that simple. So I encourage you, review, ponder, look at it, think about it, and make the right choice. Kids, you've heard me say it before. Guess what? You'll hear me say it again. This rant's over.